Last week, PYT member Tobias Storm put a post on Facebook bragging about how he had achieved a pinfall victory over NGW Tag Team Champion Alex Steele at Melee Mosquito Free. Earlier today, the NGW board met and decided that while Tobias Storm is lacking in tact, he's not wrong. It was therefore decided that PYT and Tobias Storm have earned a shot at the NGW Tag Team Championships. After being informed of this, Tobias Storm quickly picked his tag team partner of Marco Hendricks. This matchup will take place August 16th at Scorched Earth in Mesquite, Illinois at the Lou Civic Center. Hello, everyone. Welcome to NGW High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, is NGW head official Scott Cross. Scott, what do you think of that announcement at the top of the show?
Well, I kind of figured something was going to happen out of that, but, you know, I knew eventually PYT would get a title shot, but, you know, it's going to happen one way or another.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. So as of right now, it stands, we currently have three matches going into Scorched Earth.
Yes.
As we're going to have PYT with Marco Hendricks and Tobias Storm taking on the current NGW Tag Team Champions of Marcellus Knight and Alex Steele. We're going to have Reinar the Hooligan taking on LVK in no holds barred match. And we're going to have Nyx taking on Cassandra Golden.
That one was a little surprise to me because, you know, I know the Gospel of Damnation uses their tricks, but to have Halbert come out and actually agree that something happened and made a rematch, that was surprising to me, you know, but, you know, so Cassandra Golden is going to get a second chance in this tournament when she takes on Nyx. So that was, you know, this match a little shock to me.
And we got the infamous Dardar in the chat already starting off with Halbert sucks.
Well,
he seems like he's going through a little bit of a change of heart lately.
I don't know what's going on with him, but something's going on with him, but.
But, of course, there is definitely going to be more news coming over the next couple months in regards to Scorched Earth taking place August 16th in Mesquite, Illinois at the Lou Civic Center.
Yes, we do have a little bit of time, you know, some time for some matches to be built and, you know, cover some areas. So, but in the meantime, we got some great wrestling going on between then.
Yeah, we most certainly do. I mean, our guest tonight, Slammer, is going to be at MMA Pro Wrestling Independence at the South Broadway Athletic Club in St. Louis, Missouri. And MMWA is always a wonderful time.
Yep. And I figured, you know, appropriate time. I got my appropriate Slammer hat to wear for our guest tonight, you know.
Yeah, but let's take a quick look at some of Slammer's accomplishment. He has been the MMWA heavyweight champion, the new breed wrestling PopCon champion. He's 7 years pro wrestling. And a little bit of a fun fact, Slammer has his own weekly podcast, The Bro Show, which airs every Monday on Facebook Live.
Yeah, it's a great show. I've checked out several episodes of that one. It's a very great show to check out.
But what do you say we go ahead and get right to it and bring Slammer on, Scott?
Let's bring him on.
Let's bring him on.
Slammer, welcome, sir.
What's going on, guys? Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much for joining us. We know that, you know, you have busy days, but it's wonderful to have you on here. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you next week at MMWA Independence.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just sprung up on us pretty quick here. We just had an event last week in Arnold. So now that we're doing two shows a month, one in Arnold at the Arnold Elks and the usual second Saturday of every month at the historic South Broadway Athletic Club, man, it just flew right by.
And we already have the infamous Dardar saying, Slammer, whoop, whoop.
Woo-hoo!
Dardar Monroe, the PYT's number one fan.
Number one.
And referee Scott Cross's number one fan, too. You forgot to mention that.
But, yep, everybody make sure that you're commenting down below because a little bit later on the show, we're going to be playing a game with Slammer where
a game with Slammer
to win a signed poster for Scorched Earth. But so we had
your little info card there at the start says you've been wrestling for 7 years.
Yeah, about seven-ish years. I think got going again in 2016, so more like 9 years, but...
How did you wind up getting started wrestling, sir?
Well, I'm of course, just like any other wrestler, lifelong wrestling fan. Got into it a little later in the game than a lot of people. I got my first taste in a wrestling ring about 1990. Gosh, what year was it? 96, I think. I got to go out to Slammer's Wrestling Gym out in California, hence the name Slammer. So that was back when, you know, you had to learn about wrestling schools through wrestling magazines and stuff like that. And I thought it would be the coolest thing in the world to go to California to Slammer's Wrestling Gym. And I actually got to go out there for a weekend, hang out, go watch some matches and stuff. And they took an interest in me, but it just never worked out for me to get to go out there at that time. But, you know, the head Slammer, Vern Langdon out there, man, he's just a super cool guy. He sent me shirts and stuff. And I thought whenever I was able to do this, I always knew my name was going to be Slammer, just to represent the Slammer's Wrestling Gym and how much I followed them forever before I and got to go out there and, you know, got to get in the ring for the first time.
Yeah, we got the infamous star saying, let's hope that she'll be at MMWA to come support. She hasn't been there in a few months.
Well, this Saturday night will be next Saturday night. Not this Saturday night. Next Saturday night, July 12th, will be a good time to be there.
Yeah, the first time that I was at an MMWA show, while I was doing the photography, the first match that I saw you in was actually against Playboy Double H.
That no good Playboy Double H, man. Had my hands full with him that night. I end up winning that match by a disqualification, as you could probably figure out, because it's just like always at MMWA, it's always Slammer versus everybody. But luckily, I got all the Slammer maniacs on my side, so I guess you could say I got the edge for the most part. But yeah, that no good PYT, man. They've kind of been a thorn in my side here the last few months.
Yeah, PYT utilizes what I like to call creative tactics.
Yep. Creative tactics. I call it cheating.
Slammer took care of them there at ringside, though. I got my hands on all of them. Like I said, I walked away with victory that night, but...
Got Justin Savage in the comments saying, Slammer is running wild on high voltage tonight.
Yeah, man, I'm running wild everywhere all the time. It's awesome.
So I've seen you at MMWA. I've seen you at IWA Productions. Where else have you wrestled lately?
Oh, gosh. Here and there, I'm out at Show Me State Wrestling out around Jefferson City. They're still a pretty new company. They've been around probably about a year now. I've had a couple matches out there. I'll be back there on September 12th. That's actually a Friday. I actually take it an option day off of work so I can go wrestle at a big biker fest out there in Jefferson City. It's supposed to be a big to-do out there. New Breed Wrestling, nothing's worked. It's sad to me because I love wrestling at New Breed. It's usually a pretty long haul. Scotty's the promoter out there, super cool guy. He's always awesome to be around. All their events this year, almost all of them ended up, they've changed their dates, and almost everything landed on an MMWA day. And MMWA is home base now, man. That's the second Saturday of the month. I know my schedule a year in advance and beyond because we're always the same dates. So, and it's way closer to home, you know, them 4-hour drives after a long work week, you know, 4 hours to somewhere and 4 hours back, 3 hours, whatever. It's, you know, pretty long haul for a Saturday. And so anyway, love wrestling at New Breed. All love there, man. I'm actually still the current Midwest PopCon champion, even though I haven't had a chance to get out there in a while. Hopefully maybe I can get something worked out to get out there at least once before the year is over, because it would be a bummer if I didn't get to be out there at all this year. course, you might see me down at Dynamo Pro Wrestling. I wrestle for them here and there, so always awesome to be out there. Yeah, man, I've been up at IWA now a couple times, so mainly at MMWA, but yeah, just had a Pro Wrestling Epic show here a couple months ago over here in my hometown, right by my hometown. I live in Farmington, but Bonterra, that's still hometown. I'm from Park Hills, which is right in between Bonterra and Farmington, so it's always cool, man, to get to wrestle in front of the friends and family that, you know, that don't get to see you very much.
Well, obviously, you know, the Slammer characters, you know, you're obviously a big Hulkamaniac fan, you know, big Hulk Hogan fan.
Hey, man, there's no character to Slammer. This is me, man. This is 24/7. What you see is what you get.
So who was the first wrestler that you got introduced to when you first started?
Well, when I first started watching wrestling, I was a little bitty guy. And the first thing that we ever watched on Channel 11 KPLR St. Louis was World Class Championship Wrestling. That was my introduction to wrestling as a little kid. The Von Erichs, the Freebirds, Gino Hernandez, Chris Adams, Iceman Parsons, all those dudes, that was the first wrestling. My first favorite wrestlers were the Von Erichs, man. I love the Von Erichs. I've actually got a poster from being a little kid of Kerry Von Erich in here somewhere. And that was my introduction to wrestling, was World Class Championship Wrestling. But man, one morning I turned on WWF Superstars. Woo! My world got rocked, dude, and that's where it unraveled there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, I told a story a while back about how my introduction into wrestling, to start wrestling, was actually because of Hulk Hogan and because of a 1992 film he did called Mr. Nanny.
Yep.
And we got Just Savage in the comments saying, hopefully we get to let Slammer run wild in NGW sometime.
Let's do it. Let's sign it up. I'm ready.
And we also have the infamous Dardar saying, hey, Slammer, if you ever came to NGW, would you want to face Preacher? Or are you a little baby like Scott?
I don't know who Preacher is, but I think if you've seen any Slammer match, Slammer ain't afraid to go up against anybody. So,
well, he's our current Lightning Division champion.
Okay. What's the Lightning Division?
The Lightning Division is, most people think that it's a light heavyweight title, but it's really not. There's no weight limit to it.
Kind of like an X Division, just
Yeah, it's more towards focused on energetic matches, energetic matchups.
Okay.
Pretty much anybody who can bring the lightning to the event.
Man, I tell you what, if there's any way... I may not do a bunch of high spotty moves, but I bring the electricity to every match that I'm in, man.
Yeah, I think that you'd be a really great contender.
Last I checked, I got a pair of trunks that have lightning bolts on them.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, Jonathan Moffitt saying, please bring Slammer to NGW. I would like to see and meet him in person.
Whoa, all right. Oh, I guess I should have mentioned, too, I just debuted for Midwest Throwdown Professional Wrestling down in Perryville, Missouri last week, too. So that's a new organization that I'll be wrestling with pretty frequently. So,
yeah, like you said, with MMWA Professional Wrestling being your home base right there, that's – and like you said, the iconic South Broadway Athletic Club.
Yeah, that – dude, that was like a bucket list thing. All I've known about the Broadway Club forever, and it's like when I got back into wrestling, I was like, you know, one day I want to be able to wrestle at Broadway. And I had no idea that, you know, in 2021 I'd get a, you know, I just went there as a fan, had my stuff with me, got put in a match, and was kind of off and on for about the first year. But since 2022, man, I would have never dreamed that I'd have been a mainstay, let alone a champion there. I just wanted to wrestle there one time, and it's just been full-blown Slammer mania from there on out.
I mean, there is such an incredible talent pool at MMWA.
Yeah.
And there's yourself. There's Remy George. There's Kamen. There's JSO. There's Frodo. There's so many people there that just always put on absolutely incredible matchups.
Everybody's awesome, man. The whole roster is awesome. Literally my pleasure. It's been my pleasure forever to be able to wrestle there. Like I said, it's just, sometimes I just got to pinch myself, because it's like, I'm really wrestling in a place that's just historic and somewhere that I just always wanted to get to go to.
Yeah. So in your time at MMWA, what would you say would be not necessarily your favorite, but your most memorable matchup that you've had there so far?
My most memorable matchup. I mean, it was 100% me and Ricky Cruz for them. I wrestled him several times, and he's the best wrestler around, just straight up. And just getting to go over on him and win the belt, that was wild, man. That was a wild night. That was one of them nights that I just really wasn't expecting and really didn't know much about what was going on until almost bell time. So
yeah, I have to say, I agree with you. Ricky Cruz is just absolutely phenomenal talent.
Definitely. Definitely. Sorry. I got this crazy tripod and it has a broken little piece on it, and it keeps, that's my fault for kicking it.
Oh, okay, that's all right. we keep getting wonderful shots of your wonderful collection back there, though.
Yes.
You know what? The wrestling shrine, dude, this place rules. I've been on a lot of podcasts because of it. It's a good conversation piece. It's a great background for the bro show every week. I got a lot of stuff, and man, this is just a great getaway, man, when you just got to get your mind off the world. Oh, yeah. I could come in here and look at an action figure from 1990 and just, my mind just goes away.
And we have Dardar asking, hey, Slammer.
Yo.
Who do you want to wrestle in the future at MMWA, either singles or tag?
Singles or tag. You know, let's see. Who have I not wrestled at MMWA? You know, I've never, let's see, man, have I wrestled almost everybody? I've never wrestled Zulu or Wilder in a one-on-one match. That would be a good tag team match. You know, me and Remy George, we just tagged up for the first time here a few months ago, and I could see me and him maybe going for them tag straps. But I guess I'll go ahead and tell you now, this coming up July 12th, I will be in the main event for the MMWA Championship against the new champion, Kamen. So, there you go. Brand new news, man. I just found that out. So,
Kamen just won that against JSO at the show in Arnold, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. He did. They've kind of been back and forth. They've had a little feud going on for a while. Kamen won it from him, then dropped it back to him the next month. So it's been a few months coming, and he got his rematch, and he won it again. So
yeah, I remember right, JSO picked it up off of him at the end of a casket match a couple months ago.
That is correct. So yeah, it's I hope Kamen's just keeping it warm for me, because something's got to give with me and Kamen, man. Me and Kamen, we're bros. I've told him I'm not in the brotherhood, but I'm an honorary bro. So anyway, I've wrestled Kamen. We're friends. We get along, but man, I'm 0-5 against him. He's that one guy I just have not beat. So try number 6, man, for the MMWA championship. I wrestled him the last time he was the champion. And so anyway, and we were the main event at Wrestling at the Chase back in November. So, yeah, we got a lot of history there with O'Kamen over the years. So,
you know, that's something that I wanted to ask you about, and I'm thankful that you brought it up. How was that wrestling at the Historic Chase?
Dude, it was wild. I mean, it was one of those nights where you're standing in the same building that held wrestling for so many years. And, you know, people like Bruiser Brody, Ric Flair, I could go on a list of names. You know everybody that's ever wrestled there. And just to stand in that ballroom, and I always get changed pretty quick anyway when I get to an event, but I made sure I was up there and I stood behind the curtain so I could soak in and watch every single match the whole night, because I just wanted to just be a part. I didn't want to just be stuck sitting down in a locker room. I wanted to be a part of it and just take it all in.
Yeah, that's one of those, you know, anybody from the St. Louis area who's a wrestling fan and understands the history of the Chase and St. Louis wrestling history, you know, it's just anybody who's a wrestler, just that's just one of those bucket list kind of things, too.
Yeah,
to wrestle there.
And, you know, it had been so long since anybody's really wrestled there. I mean, that wasn't even on my radar. So when Tony asked me, he's like, hey, man, would you like to wrestle at wrestling at the Chase? I'm like, yeah, I called out of work. I don't call out of work ever. 22 years, man. There's probably been 5 times that I've called out, and this was one of them, because I was wrestling at the Chase no matter what.
Yeah, I feel you there. And we got Bill Talley in the comments saying, remember when Butcher kicked
your ass? Hey, I tell you what, man, me and old Butcher, we went to town a couple times, and he didn't kick, he may have choked a chicken, ask him about that.
Yep. And we got Dar saying, we want Slammer at NGW.
All right.
You know, Butcher is a very interesting personality at MMWA.
Yeah, you know, no beef with old Butcher either, man. I mean, there was a time in the beginning that our first match, there might have been a little something there, but he came around. He's like, man, Slammer rules, man. I gotta be bros with this guy. And you know, I defended the belt against him, and I believe some outside interference, so I retained it by outside interference. But the last match we had, boy, it came down to a who got their shoulder up first situation. So he was just that much quicker than me that night. So anyway, you never know when you might see old Slammer and Butcher one more time.
So, you know, there are many different match types in wrestling. What's your favorite to compete in?
My favorite type of match?
Yep.
Just a classic one-on-one wrestling, just a classic old school wrestling match is my type of match. I don't need no fluff or anything. I'm just ready to go out there and just have a, you like some old school 90s type wrestling? I've got you, man.
We got Dardar issuing you what I'd say is the highest Dardar honor, that, hey, Slammer, if she goes to MMWA, she'll have a sign or something for you.
Oh, well, good.
Which Dardar is like an NGW sign maker. She even made a camera guy sign.
A camera guy? I tell you what, I'm expecting a special sign then. I want to see it.
That'd be great. You know, that's something that, you know, I love the entrance that you do at MMWA as well.
My entrance? Yeah, man. I gotta go out there and be with the people, man. That's what it's all about, man. If it wasn't for all those people there, man, we wouldn't be having anything going on. And, man, they love to chop it up and high-five Slammer. So, man, I'm trying to get to everybody, man.
Yeah, that's just great when you come out And then you just take a second, and then you're just high-fiving, interacting with everybody in the crowd.
Yeah, my song usually runs out, man. Usually by the time I get to the ring, I almost need a bottle of water or something. I'm usually blown up by the time I get to the ring. I get excited, man. I give it my all.
Now, how hard is it to carry, you know, I'll just call it the slammer energy, all the way through a match?
It's just me, man. I'm nuts. I'm just wired different. It's just pretty much me, man, all the time. I'm just high energy all day, every day since birth, man. It's just instilled in me. It's in my blood.
Hey, you have a very wide move set, I would say.
I don't know about that.
You have a very good ground move set as well. You have a very controlling move set at times.
Gotta keep them under control, man.
But out of your move set, what is your favorite maneuver to perform?
My favorite thing, oh man, it's a tie between the big boot and leg drop. I never intended on all this to be how it went. It's cool when things organically happen. I know a lot of my stuff is Hulkamania inspired, but you know, I'm just a disciple of the training, the prayers and vitamins, man. I'm just keeping it alive. But when I first got going, and you know, I had no idea that this is where Slammer and Slammer Mania was going to end up at. But yeah, man, the big boot and the leg drop, that's my moves, man. I can't go wrong with either one of those. And I tell you what, man, I get some height on that leg drop. I was looking at
you
that picture.
I was about to say.
I just posted a picture last night. I busted out the leg drop the other night, man. It was one of my higher ones. I was like, man, look at that. Slammer getting up there.
Have you ever done the leg rot, the leg drop off of a rope?
No.
Do you not need that extra little bit of
shoot, it's so devastating as it is. I don't know. I don't need to murder anybody. I done kicked their teeth out, and I gave them that big leg drop after that. There's no sense in rubbing it in any.
As we got Dardar asking, hey, Slammer, if you had to, would you team up with Ricky Snooze to face Playboy and Tobias?
Oh, heck yeah. That's Cruz. Ricky Cruz. Heck yeah, man. That would rule, man. I would love to team up with Ricky. I'd do anything to get my hands on that PYT, man. They need roughed up a little more often. And I think me and him would take him out.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one to see.
I think that'd be great.
I think the only person I've seen you team with in MMWA has been Remy George.
Yep.
But
that's it at MMWA. That's the only tag team I've ever been involved. I was in a 6-man tag with the Brotherhood. Kamen and Butcher were my tag team partners one night when I was chasing Ricky for his championship at the time. So yeah, like just a couple matches, but that was the only tag team match, and I'd say we teamed up pretty well, and I'd like to see it again.
Yeah. So if you could pick any opponent throughout the history of wrestling in its entirety, who would you want to face?
Whoa, in its entirety? The whole shebang? Oh
yep.
My gosh.
Anybody at all in their prime?
Oh my gosh, that's a good question, man. I wasn't expecting that. So, I mean, wouldn't it have been cool to wrestle somebody like Andre the Giant?
Yeah,
I mean, just to be in there with his massiveness and just those big guys. And I always seem to be pitted against these big guys and slamming them. Like, man, you know how cool that would have been to be one of the guys that slammed him?
Oh, that would be
awesome. Imagine that?
I mean,
Slammer picking up Andre the Giant over his head and big old body slam. Wow, that would rule. I just got myself all hyped up.
What about somebody like Blue Fez?
Oh gosh, he would. I don't think he liked anybody, did he? No. You know, when I was in high school, I was a pretty good wrestler. I wrestled in high school. I was pretty good, but man, those guys like Fez, they were just wired different back then. So yeah, I guess it would have been cool. I mean, if I was around in that day, that would have been the guy to wrestle.
So if you can, like, so let's do a two part on that question. So any, like, place that you would like to wrestle in, any former arena that would be, that's not around anymore, like anywhere in the world you would, any famous arena you'd like to wrestle in, whether it's tore down or not.
Oh my gosh, dude. You know how cool that would have been to wrestle at the Checker Dome back in the day?
Oh.
I mean, just the crowds that St. Louis used to drag into there. Oh my gosh. Some of the first wrestling I went to watch was there. That would rule. And of course, I mean, who wouldn't want to wrestle at Madison Square Garden? I mean,
yeah.
I would sign me up.
And out of all the wrestling territories, St. Louis is the number two wrestling territory behind New York. New York's number one. St. Louis is number two. So just the hotbed of all the talent that has been in this area.
Yeah. So those two places, man, the Checker Dome or Madison Square Garden, dude, that would have been ideal. And that's got to be every wrestler's dream to wrestle in one of those places.
Oh yes, definitely.
That would be incredible to do.
I'm not a big Japanese wrestling fan, but man, that'd be cool to go. What is that, Corrigan Hall? Is that the main place over there in Japan where everybody wrestles at? And the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah.
Dude, I tell you what, man, that's a whole nother bucket list there, man. That would be just awesome to go overseas to wrestle. That's what I always thought. You know, as a kid, it was like that wrestling would be a way to just get to be able to see the world, you know? So, man, it could still happen. You never know.
Yeah. Is there a dream country you'd like to wrestle in?
Oh, I think, you know, it'd be cool. You know, you see people all the time that wrestle in England, Germany, Japan, man, you know, any of those places or all of them would be awesome to go to.
Yeah, we got Jason. He said that he got to watch an old NWA event at the Checker Dome. War Games with two rings and no cage. Got to see Lex Luger and One Man Gang and Von Erichs along with others. That sounds like an exciting night right there. That's amazing. So I know that you've had the chance to meet a couple of wrestling legends over the years. I've seen on your social media you had a post of you with Hulk Hogan.
Of course.
Who's been your favorite wrestling legend you've been able to meet so far?
Oh, definitely Hogan. I mean, it's just it's been more than just going up saying hi. You know, we've actually had time with him whenever we get down there to just hang out with him and talk to him and stuff. He's super cool, man, and I hope I'll be down there in a couple months. So I know he just had another neck surgery, so hopefully he's up and going. And
yeah, and he just opened a new store in Gatlinburg.
Yeah, he got a new store in Gatlinburg. He's got another sports bar going in right across the street from Madison Square Garden too. That if it's not opened, it's getting ready to open. And of course, he's got his hangout down there in Clearwater. He's there every week, so yeah, he's got a lot going on right now.
Yeah, one of the most interesting things to me about being a professional wrestler is that you're always learning. whether it's from your opponent's arena, whatever, there's always lessons to be had. Who would you feel is your favorite person you have learned things from in your career?
Oh, gosh. You know, I try to, I'm being serious about this. When every single match I have, I hope to take something away from that match. And just getting in the, with this group at MMWA, man, when I get a chance to wrestle Ricky or Kamen or Butcher, you're going to learn something. You know, you got Moondog up there. He's always got, you know, they never pound, you know, it's good advice. You know, they're not coming up there giving you unsolicited, unasked for advice or anything like that. They're cool in the way they do things. I mean, just getting in with that group right there, man, has been great.
And you said that your first experience in wrestling was back in the 90s at the Slammer School.
Mm-hmm.
How did your first match go?
My let's see, the very, well, I'm trying to figure out how I wrestled whenever I got, let's see, I worked here at UPS for 22 years. When I started at UPS, I had just been working with a guy that had a wrestling school here in Farmington. And his name was L.A. Cash. I don't know if you'd ever heard of him or not. Real name, Chris Epps, L.A. Cash. He had a gym and a wrestling ring in it here in Farmington. And that was the 2001 to 2002 time. And I started going over there just working in the ring with him every night. Well, he ended up moving away. It's like every time something would get going with wrestling, something would happen. It was crazy. I worked with there was a guy that lived kind of close to here before that in 97. His wrestling name was The Professional. And he lived down in Jackson, Missouri, which is a couple hours away. But he was going to, I went to some matches with these guys, helped him set the ring up and stuff, just do some stuff for him. And then he comes to me one day and he's like, well, I'm moving back to Minnesota, but if you want to come to Minnesota, I'll train you. And I was like, great. When I decided to go up there, my dad was sitting in the hospital waiting on a heart transplant, and I decided that I was going to leave when all that was going on. So about 2 weeks after being up there, I ended up back home because I was just not ready to be gone at the time. So anyway, Iron Horse Gym, which was Chris Epps, that was the 2001-2002. I was working with him, and then he just up and moved away. And it wasn't very long after that I started working at UPS, and I was working there in the evenings. I was working a day job, so I was working 70 hours a week until I went full-time at UPS as a driver. And then as soon as I became a driver full-time, they made me take a route that was like an hour and a half away. It's just a long story. But anyway, UPS takes a lot of time up. About the time I became a full-time driver, me and my wife opened a gym up, and we owned a gym for 7 years. So in 2016, we decided, if this is boring, you guys, just let me know.
No, it's all right.
But, you're good. But anyway, we had a gym, and in 2016, we decided to shut it down. And that was in April. In June, a guy a couple towns over had put a wrestling school in. He really didn't have any credentials or anything. Said he was trained by Superfly Snuka. But anyway, he had a wrestling ring. It was called Lightning Pro Wrestling. So that's where I started getting back. That's when I've been back into it since 2016. Lightning Pro Wrestling, what does Jim Cornette call it? Outlaw Wrestling. I mean, it was just a mess, no structure. But anyway, it was a place to get in the ring. So anyway, I don't really know if you can actually say the matches we had were official, but we started having a monthly wrestling show in Potosi, and it wasn't charged for anything, but we started getting like a lot of people to come in to watch us wrestle. Basically, we was practicing in front of people. But But when this dude ended up gone, I don't know where he ended up going. But about the time that ended, CCW down in Cape Girardeau, Cape Championship Wrestling, they started having a thing where you could come in and set the ring up and train once a month. So I started going down there. So I would say, even though I had matches at LPW, I would say my first official match was with CCW against a guy named Austin Lane. And that match, that was wild, dude. So I guess that was my first official match. And I think that was 2018.
Yeah, that was my first introduction to you, Slammer, was CCW. That's when I first started hearing the name Slammer and started seeing you.
Didn't take long to rocket ship up, did it?
Oh, man, it didn't.
Got Ariel McNeil in the comments saying it seems like you just kept coming back to a passion.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, man. It's just like, it's just what I wanted. It's just what I've always wanted to do. I just love wrestling. I've loved it since I was a little kid. And, you know, it's like one of those things, you know, don't give up on the dream. It may not happen when you expect it to happen, but it eventually will. So, man, I just kept training, saying my prayers, eating my vitamins, and the day came along, and here I've been, you know, almost every weekend, you know, every year since 2016. So it's been a fun, crazy ride.
Now, another little fun fact that I know about you, we didn't have it on your card, though, is that your favorite after-match meal is Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's, man. That's funny. That just kind of became one of those things, right? You know, it's when we leave St. Louis heading to Farmington. I don't know if you know where Farmington is. I'm about an hour and 15 minutes south of South Broadway. But they're open until like midnight. And I didn't like Raising Cane's the first time I had it. I didn't think it was very good at all. Then I just gave it another shot, and it's one of those places that's open, and it's like, it's kind of become a little ritual now after MMWA and at the St. Louis one to run by there and eat on the way home. So
the thing I love the most about Raising Cane's outside of their sauce is their bread.
The Texas toast. Oh my gosh. It's awesome. That and their sauce. Oh my gosh. So good.
So yeah, entire business model is you walk up and you pretty much just tell them how many chicken strips you want.
Yeah, I always get the Caniac. That's the big meal. That's got like six strips, fries, and Texas toast. And I substitute the coleslaw for an extra piece of Texas toast. And they give you a great big soda to wash it all down with.
But I'm sorry I interrupted you there, Scott.
No, that's fine. So, you know, when you travel outside of area, you usually travel outside of, and there isn't a Raising Cane's. What's your second go-to meal after wrestling?
Oh gosh. It just depends. I'm like one of those people. I keep a couple protein bars in my bag. So if we're close to home, you know, just like last week, it's like when I got done, I was ready to come home. So, you know, I would say the second meal, though, would probably be like Taco Bell or something if I had to pick another one, because that's probably the only other place that I've been to the most. There's been a couple times we've hit a Denny's up. We left IWA the last time, and we ran by an Applebee's. And I don't go to Applebee's very much, but we got there so late they had all their appetizers half off, so...
Oh,
we chowed down there, man.
And we got Ariel McNeil with a good question in the comments. What's something you learned in the business that you did not expect?
Ooh, let's see. Oh, goodness gracious. Something I didn't expect. That's a good question. That was an unexpected question about something unexpected. We may have to come back to that, or I may be sitting here for a while.
we got Dara saying that Raising Cane's is nasty. I will disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Oh, that was good.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, the first time I had it, I did not like it. So
The first time that I ever went through a Raising Cane's drive-thru with my wife, I'd eat there quite a few times before. At the time, that point in my life, I was doing pest control, so drive-thru was my primary food source. But the first time I went through a Raising Cane's drive-thru with her, she got a little concerned because we went into the drive-thru and the person on the speaker said, "Cluck, cluck, what can we get for you today?"
Hey, here's a slammer fun fact for you. I will not get food at a drive-thru and eat in a car. I have to go inside to eat.
Oh, why's that?
Yeah, slammer don't eat in a car.
But we got Donde Estoy in the chat saying this talk of food is making Donde hungry.
I just ate when I got home, and literally, man, all this food talk is making me hungry too. I'm going to have something to eat. But I still got to go out there and work out. Luckily, I don't have to get up early tomorrow to go to work, so I can eat something else and work out at any time.
Do you go for a gym, or you have a setup in your home?
Oh, well, that's we owned a gym for 7 years. When we shut it down, we still had the building for about another year and a half before we sold the building. And we bought a house not long after we sold the building, and our house has 1,000-square-foot outbuilding. All the gym equipment I kept, I've got a commercial gym in my backyard. So
awesome.
If you ever
we got Ariel, ask him, what's your favorite routine after a long day?
My favorite,
just meaning an exercise routine.
Exercise routine? Man, I just like to get out there, and each day is a different body part. I'll work chest one day, back one day, biceps and triceps one day, legs one day, and I just start it over again. I usually don't take too many days off. I just like to work out, so I go out there for a good hour and a half. I work a body part or whatever, and then get on the bike and ride it for a little bit. Just gotta keep my body moving, man. That's what it's all about. Just keep your body moving. That's my routine. Just keep moving.
So I will ask though, what's your favorite machine to use?
Favorite machine? I'm one of these people. I like doing legs. I like the leg press. I like to do that. I like to do squats. I do like to do arms. I do chest. I mean, most people will say their favorite thing to do is chest. My least favorite thing to do is chest. But leg press, bicep curls. I like just working out. I'm pretty happy with anything.
See, my favorite machine to use is the rowing machine.
That's good.
Because that one I always felt was like the one that helps build up my stamina the most.
Oh yeah, that definitely.
Because you're working arms and legs with that one.
Yeah, that's a good machine to use.
We got Harold saying chest suck. Those are the worst muscle cramps. So, Slammer, as I said at the top of the show, we do like to play a game here.
I love games, man. Let's do it.
And we like to call our game Shock Therapy. Now, for anybody new here, the way that Shock Therapy works is we ask our guests a series of 3 questions. If our guest gets 2 out of those 3 questions right, they will win a signed poster for one of our live viewers. And actually, you know what? This week, you're going to be playing for Mr. Chris Bean.
Oh, Chris Bean, what's up, man?
Who his favorite machine is the lever on his Lazy Boy.
Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with that.
So, Slaver, when we ask our guest questions, we like to try to tailor our questions to our guests the best we can. Okay. And, you've named yourself Slammer after the wrestling school that you first started going to and associated with. But I thought they'd be fun to ask about other types of slammers that you may know about.
Okay.
So are you ready, sir?
I guess I'm as ready as I can be.
All right. Your first question. In the 1990s, the game Pog What was a slammer? Was it A, a flying disc that lets you control gravity? B, the thick piece used to flip over pogs? C, a government-issued milk cap collector? Or D, a tiny frisbee used to signal aliens?
Hmm. It's funny. You know what? I got a show and tell here.
Oh.
Can you see that? It's mint on card, man. I've had that forever. Wasn't these things like a pogs was like a flash in the pan thing, wasn't it?
They didn't last in the mid 90s.
Yeah. So anyway, to answer your question, a flying disc that lets you control it, probably B.
B, a thick piece used to flip over pogs?
Yeah.
And you are correct.
I guess that helps to have a official WWF mat caps and slammers. See that there, slammer?
Yeah. Undertaker pogs, man.
That's pretty cool. It's got the little coffin to put it in.
Hold everything cool. In. You know, my favorite pogs holder in the 90s was when the movie Apollo 13 came out. And Hardee's did a thing where they had a pog collection where you collected all these different pog collections, and each one came with a piece of the Apollo 13. But man, that's great. I wonder. See, now I have to wonder if there's anything else in your collection that's going to help you answer questions.
Well, there probably is. this is one of those things I got sitting on a shelf with just some miscellaneous stuff. And as soon as you said that, because for all the stuff that I have, I do pretty much know what all I have and where everything's at for the most part.
All right, boom. One down, two to go. Are you ready for your next question?
Are you ready? Dun, dun. I'm ready.
All right, second question. The slammer is slang for what? Is it A, a particularly aggressive wrestling move? B, the prison system or jail? C, a sandwich that you eat in one bite? Or D, a dance move that has been banned in 12 states?
Well, let me tell you something, brother. This answer could literally be any of these, because I'm sure that I have a dance move that is banned in 12 states. You can ask anybody that knows me, especially here at my family at my house. I pretty much eat everything in one bite because I want to eat and be done eating as quick as I can, because I'm ready to move on to whatever else I'm going to do. A particularly aggressive wrestling move, that sounds perfect for slammer, but in this instance, the answer is B, the prison system or jail.
Our answer is B, prison system or jail. And you are correct.
Yeah.
The slammer in this case is a reference to throwing somebody in the slammer, which is in jail. And hey,
that'd be a good idea for new merch. Remember the Macho Man when he was in jail t-shirt?
Yeah.
Was it caged macho or whatever? I'm gonna get one of those. Be slammer and a slammer.
You know, that'd be a great thing for you to post, like for each one of your matches. You know, have you closing a jail cell with your opponent in, saying they're going to the slammer.
That's what I'll do. I'll just take one of them old little shark cages they always used to take hang a manager over the ring. I'll just take one of those ring, and whenever I beat somebody, I'll throw them in the slammer.
That's great.
I'll be the big boss slam. I'll start wearing a prison uniform like Big Boss Man had.
That'd be awesome. But you have gotten two out of the three questions right. Wow. So you have won that signed poster for Chris Bean. But yeah, we still have one more question in the tank. You want to see if you can go 3 for 3?
Yeah, I'm ready to do the hat trick, man. So what's he win if I get all three of them?
Still a signed poster, but you get bragging rights.
All right, I tell you what, next, if I get this next one right, next time I see Chris Bean, he gets a signed Slammer 8x10. So,
oh, outstanding.
Well, Mr. Bean
constantly makes it out to IWA. So,
I've upped the ante there. So,
oh, well, let's see. Third question is, which of these is also called a slammer on hot summer days? Is it A, a frozen chicken in a snowball fight. B, a flip-flop that's worn as a weapon. C, a fruity drink that you chug real fast. Or D, a door that only opens if you yell at it.
Well, I thought this was I thought this question was going to, in the direction of the SummerSlammer Big Boot Tour 2025, but I see that that's not what's happening here. But I would assume that this has to be C, a fruity drink that you chug real fast.
Yeah, you go with C, and you are correct. Oh. It is a fruity drink that you chug real fast.
Awesome. Well, next time I'm at IWA or New Genesis and Chris Bean's there, tell him to come see me. He gets a 8x10 signed slammer glossy photo.
Oh, I certainly will. So you actually won two prizes tonight, Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
But, congratulations, sir. That was fun. So I know that you also have a lot of merch available at your stands at shows. I mean, you have a slammer foam finger that I've seen many times, but you also have a couple of websites where people can purchase slammer merch at.
That's right. The best thing to do is come see me at my merch table. I would venture to say slammer is the king of the merch table. I've got usually six shirts, different shirt designs on hand, slammer shades, bandanas, foam fingers, 8x10s, bracelets, stickers. but anyway, if they can't make it to a show and see me, right now you can go to prowrestlingtees.com and get a slammer shirt. Let me get one to show for a visual. This is not the one that you can get on there, but this is the design on Pro Wrestling Tees. It's a black t-shirt with the yellow logo. This shirt you can get at my merch table, but you can get a black shirt with a yellow slammer logo at prowrestlingtees.com/slammer. And if you go there through July 5th, you can save 20% off of your order because there's a Pro Wrestling Tees sale going on for the 4th of July.
Oh, outstanding.
And you're also on Cameo.
What's that?
And you're also on Cameo.
Cameo, man. I do. I make cameos, man. I love doing cameos. I get them all the time, man, mainly for birthdays. And if somebody wants me to wish them a happy birthday, I wear the special wrestling birthday hat. I've got the special birthday blower. I sing the official Slammer birthday song to that individual. So a Slammer birthday wish from Slammer Rules. I'll do, wish somebody happy anniversary. I've given pep talks to people before. I've told people I had a guy want me to tell his buddy he was doing a good job at work. He was struggling, and he wanted to hear from Slammer. So one of my favorites was here a couple weeks ago. I had a guy wanted to ask his best friend to be a best man in his wedding, and he wanted Slammer to deliver that news to him. So I got to do that. So anyway, I'll do almost anything. I had one I had to turn down one time because it was just weird. And so anyway, if you want me to tell your boss you quit your job, sign me up. Book me on Cameo. I'll tell your boss you quit your job. So anyway, you can find me on Cameo. I believe I hope you got the link up there. I think it's at Max Gym. So,
yep.
Max Gym was the name of my gym. So if you ever wonder what that's all about.
Of course, next Saturday, New Genesis Wrestling fans can catch you in action at MMWA Independence. Tickets are available at mmwa-pro-wrestling.ticketleap.com. And, they're going to want to get them quick because those tickets usually sell out really fast.
MMWA, the hottest ticket in St. Louis, man. You better get them. It's going to be hot outside. The action's going to be hotter inside, and you'll get to see Slammer in main event action against the champion, the heavyweight champion, the MMWA champion, Kamen. That belt, going to switch hands that night, man. I will become a two-time MMWA champion.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Cameraman, are you going to be there taking pictures?
I most definitely am, yes.
Man, I need lots of good shots when I win that belt.
Well, if you're successful in capturing the belt that night, I'll be sure to capture you upstairs afterwards, get you some good promotional shots.
Oh, boy, that would rule.
So we know next weekend you're going to be in St. Louis at the MMWA. Where else can people find you if they can't make it out next weekend?
Oh, gosh. I don't have – you know what? I think that's pretty much all I have this month. This month's kind of slow. Then next August, I know I have August – what's the second Saturday of – whatever the second Saturday of August is, I think that's the –
The ninth,
August. Yeah. August 9th will be at South Broadway. August 16th, Midwest Throwdown Professional Wrestling in Perryville. Arnold will be the last Saturday of the month. And I might have a couple other things in there. Potential Friday shows. I have to kind of stay tuned for that. So there might be a couple extra things in there I'm kind of excited about, but I hate to let the cat out of the bag before I know if I'm going to be off work or not to be able to make it.
But generally the best place it seems to catch you at is always second Saturday of the month at MMW.
Second Saturday of the month, man. You know, I'm going to be at that South Broadway Athletic Club. So yeah, it's going to be awesome, man.
Yes. And we're hoping real soon we can see Slammer One Wild at NGW.
Yeah.
It seems,
man,
like the fans want it. I mean, it's just a matter of time. You know, I think it's going to be sooner than we think to bring Slammer in, because I can't wait.
Yeah, man, the fans are demanding it, man. You gotta bring him in.
Yes. I mean, it seems like everywhere you go, they want Slammer.
They love Slammer. Slammer's awesome. Exactly. Slammer's the people's bro, man.
Exactly.
And that, you always put on just exciting matches too.
I am Mr. Excitement, man. Slammer comes in the room, man, I'm bringing the energy. The atmosphere is changing because Slammer Mania is running wild, and I'm going to make it a night for everybody to remember. So,
yeah, we Slammer got running wild. Slammer, Slammer, Slammer. I mean, yes. You know, we talked about it earlier. I think you might be a really good contender for the Lightning Division Championship.
I'll represent it like nobody else.
But I want to thank you again for joining us tonight, Slammer. It's been wonderful. And I will see you again in a couple weeks here.
No, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it. I'm going to go get some food and work out
and
now.
Everybody, make sure that you check out Slammer's Bro Show every Monday on Facebook Live.
That's right. Monday nights at 7 o'clock, me and Bro Mookie, the Bro Show.
All right. But thank you again. We'll see you again soon, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. That was fun, Scott.
Oh, yeah. And we had that was a lot of fun.
Slammer, just an absolutely incredible talent. I can't wait to see him in 2 weeks at MMWA for Independence, where we learned tonight he's going to be facing Kamen for the MMWA Heavyweight Championship.
Yes, he's going to be a two-time. He's trying to be a two-time champion. He's going after that title again, so. You know, it's going to be a great night for wrestling. You know, we got a little bit of time for the next NGW show. We have several shows in the market of different independents. So, I mean, it seems like next weekend is the place to be in St. Louis.
Yeah, MMWA, I can't wait to be there and check that out, man. And like I said, always an incredible talent pool there.
I'm going to have to try to make it out to one of the shows eventually.
You should, Scott. I mean, I know you'd have a little bit of a drive to make it out there, but it's a wonderful night.
Yes. So.
But you definitely want to make sure you get your tickets now on Ticket Leap if you plan on attending, because like I said, they go fast.
Yes. I think one time I was actually going to go to an MMWA show, and it was like the day before they had sold out of tickets.
Oh, yeah, that happens quite a bit there. So
I was like, well, looks like that ain't going to happen.
Oh, you missed out. It's always an incredible time there.
Yes.
But I want to, again, thank Slammer for joining us here tonight. And I want to thank everybody for viewing us here tonight. And also a special thank you to our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muscoota, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet out in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And Scott, did you have anything else before we take off for the evening.
Nope. Just everybody have a safe and happy 4th of July, and we will see you guys next week.
Yep. And I have to agree with Scott. Make sure that you are safe this weekend and have a good time. And we will see you here next week, 7 p.m. Central.